Welcome back to NewsRamp Government and Politics for Saturday evening, April 11th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Spark AI Inc. advances Ukraine defense initiatives as electronic warfare reshapes battlefield. Spark AI Inc. advances Ukraine defense initiatives as electronic warfare reshapes battlefield. The company appoints a ground referral partner in Ukraine to strengthen engagement and support spatial intelligence capabilities deployment. Electronic warfare plays a crucial role in modern conflict, with signal disruption and drone countermeasures changing how battles are fought. Spark AI positions itself within Ukraine's defense ecosystem, focusing on spatial intelligence and AI-driven situational awareness.
Global energy pressures elevate the importance of new supply frontiers. Global energy pressures are once again in the spotlight, underscoring the importance of new supply frontiers. Greenland Energy Company is advancing exploration activities in Greenland's Jameson Land Basin, aiming to strengthen energy independence for Western economies. Major industry participants, including Total Energies SE, Hess Corporation, NESPA, are also focused on unlocking new energy resources in politically stable regions.
Bold stumbles as Iran war escalation looms. Gold and silver prices dip as tensions rise over potential military escalation against Iran. President Trump's ultimatum on Strait of Hormuz adds pressure. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited will closely monitor developments in these uncertain times.
Chinese companies are using AI to track American war moves, report. Chinese companies are using AI and publicly accessible data to track U.S. military movements in the Iran conflict, as reported by The Washington Post. This development has caught the attention of officials in Washington, who are considering the implications of this evolving surveillance landscape. The potential impact of companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc., making quantum computing technology widely available, is a topic of interest. U.S. and Iran announced temporary ceasefire to allow negotiations. The United States and Iran have announced a temporary ceasefire to allow for negotiations, including the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. This agreement, brokered by Pakistan, comes as tensions were escalating. Multinational corporations like Berkshire Hathaway Inc. welcomed this development as recent disruptions were impacting the global economy.
Pew survey highlights shifting views of Americans on energy. A recent Pew Research Center survey reveals a stark partisan divide among Americans on energy issues. The survey, conducted in March 2026, reflects intensified opinions amid rising gas prices and market volatility linked to the U.S. conflict with Iran. These findings are likely to impact companies like GeoSolar Technologies, Inc., prompting a closer look at public sentiment towards renewable energy expansion.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.